And today in the studio we have a familiar face on television, Angela Bond, the news reporter. Angela, your job has taken you all over the world, hasn't it?
Yes. I've reported from a number of countries in Asia, and I've just returned from the United States. I must say, it's good to be able to unpack my suitcase now that the job has brought me to Britain for at least 6 months.
Mm. Is the travelling what you enjoy about the job?
It's certainly interesting, but it can be annoying never knowing where I'm going to be next week. For me, the really exciting thing is being somewhere when a big news story is taking place and seeing it develop. Sometimes that can be quite dangerous, but all jobs have their disadvantages. And travelling gives me the chance to collect souvenirs.
What kind of things?
Mostly things for my flat. I'm mad about anything Chinese. And so when I was in Hong Kong, I got a really nice table and some chairs. And in Turkey, I spend a lot of money on carpets. Then I've got pictures and other bits of art from Thailand and India. The flat's getting a bit crowded.
Mm, it sounds colourful. Do you have a regular working day?
Not really. At the moment, I'm one of the team that reads the evening news, so sometimes I'm on at 6:30 and sometimes at 10 o'clock, but that's at the end of the day. It all starts in the morning at 8:30, when I phone the office to see what has happened and what they want me to go and report on.
So you don't have much time for a social life?
It's better now I'm in London and can see my boyfriend more often. My sister introduced us. He came round for dinner when I was staying with her a year ago. We have a lot in common. He's a lawyer, and I studied law at university. Also, we've found that we lived in Hong Kong at the same time, although we never met.
What do you like to do in your free time?
Well, cooking is something new I'm trying, because I can't do it when I'm travelling, but I'm not very good at it yet, so I find it a bit stressful. One of the best things I've bought recently was a boat, and when I want to feel calm and peaceful, I go for a sail on the river. It never fails.
Angela, thanks.